This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Today's Daily Buzz was pre-recorded. This is the Daily Buzz Rewind. Saw a list on the internet of things that will soon be obsolete. Their list includes fax machines, car keys, college textbooks, classroom chalkboards, plastic shopping bags, business cards, paper maps, portable music players, and print magazines. All of them at one point had their place in history, and all of them now are becoming extinct. I'll bet we could add a few more things to that list. Word out, calorie counters on treadmills and elliptical machines aren't really that accurate. In fact, they're generally way off. The study says the count can be off as much as 100 calories for a 30-minute workout. They found stationary bikes are the most accurate, followed by stair steppers. Well, Apple has now admitted that Siri listens to what's happening in your home, but only for quality control, and only for a few seconds. Apple contractors are listening to personal conversations, even listening to you during other invasive moments, so contractors can grade and improve their performance. You're really not surprised by any of this, right? We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Today's Daily Buzz was pre-recorded. This is the Daily Buzz Rewind. Did you hear about the woman staying at a Hampton Inn near Memphis? Said she woke up in bed Friday morning and felt something on her arm. Turns out it was a snake. She threw the garter snake, which are fairly harmless, and ran to the front desk, where they removed the snake from the room and called a pest control company. She said the hotel was very nice and comped the room. Well, of course they would. She said she would consider staying there again. Oh, my. Well, a huge asteroid passed within 45,000 miles of Earth last week. That's less than one-fifth of the distance to the moon. Here's the scary part. The 427-foot-across space rock wasn't spotted until it had almost passed us. Astronomers say it was the biggest asteroid to pass that close to our planet in decades, and they totally missed it. They say if it had hit the Earth, it would have had the impact of 30 atomic bombs, could have easily taken out a major city. With all the technology we have today, our phones probably heard that thing going by. Back to a hotel for a minute, Hollywood, Florida, they've built the world's first guitar-shaped hotel. The new $1.5 billion Seminole Hard Rock Hollywood features more than 1,200 guest rooms and suites, includes 638 rooms inside a part of the building that is shaped like a giant guitar. The hotel is scheduled to open in October. Somehow, I don't think you'll get those rooms for a song. Knucklehead news out of Florida, where a woman had a beef over the way her boyfriend sliced her beef. 55-year-old Kimberly Jean Carroll was about to sit down for a meat and potatoes dinner when she took exception to the way her boyfriend sliced her steak. An argument ensued, ultimately turned physical. Carroll allegedly punched the boyfriend in the face with a closed fist and spit on him. Victim told police he did not want her arrested, but cops took her into custody, charged her with domestic battery. Police report doesn't say how the meat was sliced. At least he didn't cut the cheese. And that's the Daily Buzz. If you find something that's buzzworthy, get it to me. Paul at WCSY.com is my email. Snail mail works as well. 11637 M140 in South Haven, 49090. Or leave me a quick message or link on our Facebook page. Find the Daily Buzz podcasts on WCSY.com, our website, iTunes, Google Play, Facebook, even Alexa. Just ask her to play Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM Daily Podcasts. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Andecker. Let's buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.